Okay, IVF, 96900 693 13 13 32. Love to hear from you if you've been through IVF. A lot of people I've talked to over the years say it's tough. It's hell. It's really, really difficult. Worth it in the end if you're successful and have a child. But there's research today from Melbourne Uni that 4 out of 5 IVF patients, 4 out of 5, are paying thousands of dollars for add-on treatments with little effect or no effect, including things like herbal medicine, aspirin, acupuncture, endometrial scratch, whatever that is. On the line, research fellow at the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Melbourne, Dr. Sarah Lenson. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for having me.
What is endometrial scratch?
Sure. So endometrial scratching is one of the IVF add-ons that we've been researching recently. Essentially, it's a procedure that some women opt to have in advance of their IVF cycle. And it involves taking an instrument to the inside of the uterus, the womb, and causing a little disruption to the lining there. And the hope with that procedure is that the disruption will result in some sort of beneficial change to the lining, and that might make it more likely for an embryo to implant and establish a pregnancy.
Is there any legitimacy to it at all?
Well, endometrial scratching has actually been one of the more controversial add-ons, and it was used in Australia a lot recently, but a large randomised controlled trial that our research team conducted was recently published that showed that no, endometrial scratching doesn't increase the chances getting pregnant or having a baby from IVF.
The other acupuncture, now that's interesting. Acupuncture, I don't know that, well, certainly not fully understood in Western medicine, and it can have some benefits. Does it have, I know it's 45% of people trying acupuncture, does it have any benefits that you've established?
No, so we found that acupuncture was one of the most commonly used add-ons in Australia, and no, there's no good evidence that acupuncture helps people to get pregnant and have a baby. That's not to say that a lot of people aren't opting to use acupuncture alongside their IVF for other reasons, for example, you know, for the relaxation that it might provide during what is probably quite a stressful time.
Are these methods that are being promoted, are they exploiting people at a vulnerable time, in your view?
Well, I think that's a really big question. We don't really know what drives the use of IVF add-ons, especially in Australia. I think it's probably driven a little bit by the IVF industry and the professionals, and a little bit by the patients too, who often go into the clinic and they're already have read up a lot about these things and they ask for them and they really want to have them.
Is there any control over what's offered? Is there any, I can't go into my doctor and insist on some sort of bizarre, you know, stand on your head and you're going to cure a broken leg treatment.
No, well, the regulation for IVF is quite patchy in Australia, so it's sort of been split into a state-by-state setup. And so in Victoria, we do have a state regulator, VARTA, but even they have quite limited power to actually regulate the use of IVF add-ons. And so I think that that's something that Australia could really benefit from is more regulation around, especially the information that women and couples, people having IVF are provided about IVF add-ons, and from a national approach would be most helpful, I think.
Any idea what it's worth, what it's costing?
Yeah, well, that's really variable. So there's a lot of different IVF add-ons that are being used, and some of them don't cost very much at all, like aspirin that you mentioned earlier. That's a very cheap add-on to access, but others can cost thousands of dollars. So it really is quite variable, and especially if people are opting to use these repeatedly as they progress through multiple IVF cycles, the cost can really add up.
So it could cost them thousands and thousands of dollars, could it?
Yes, yeah, it sure could.
Do they get any benefit back for that?
Well, if the add-ons don't have good evidence that they help people to get pregnant and have a baby from IVF, then I suppose, no, they're not necessarily getting any benefit from it.
No, sorry, I mean financially. Do they get any compensation from government? Is it covered by anything?
No, as far as I'm aware, the IVF add-ons aren't covered by Medicare or any other. No.
I noticed heparin on the list, isn't that a blood thinner?
Yeah, so lots of each of the different sort of add-ons, these things that people can opt for in addition to their IVF, they're often used that there's this idea that they have a different kind of way of helping people get pregnant. So yeah, something like heparin that might be used as a blood thinner normally, with this idea that it might help with blood flow to the endometrium and help women get pregnant. Yeah.
Medically, are any of these things potentially dangerous?
Well, some of the things potentially could be, and I suppose there's always a danger inherent in, manipulating things in the lab. If interventions are being introduced into the lab that manipulate eggs or sperm or embryos, there's always a risk with that. And Chinese herbal medicine is one that we found lots of IVF patients opted to use as part of their IVF cycle. And there is some concern that the types of medicines in Chinese herbal medicine could interact with the medicines that people have prescribed for IVF, and that could potentially introduce a risk, yes.
What risk?
Well, that's a good question for the doctors, but it's unknown. But they are active substances, and there is a concern with that.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Sarah Lenson, Research Fellow, Department of Obstetrics, Gynecology, University of Melbourne. If you went through IVF, did you go for the add-ons? Acupuncture, pre-implementation genetic testing, Chinese herbal medicine, heparin, aspirin, time-lapse imaging of embryos, embryo glue, melatonin, prednisolone, that's cortisone, scratch procedure. If they are shonky, then they should be exposed as such.